Not a mustache.
A mustache, a mustache, a mustache. Big mustache, thick mustache. My mustache, your mustache. Say the word mustache.
A mustache, a mustache.
Now we both have said mustache. A mustache, a mustache. If you've only got a mustache.
That's your mom and she's got a mustache.
Oh, was that for Tom Waits? Is it what that was, the one? I'm trying to remember when you got so angry and said that to me.
I think so.
Well, this is time. It's time for America's fastest growing.
I feel bad for saying that, but
no, it's
no,
okay.
You shouldn't. It's a great rib.
No, America's fastest growing facial hair related quiz sensation: mustache.
Not a mustache.
Not a mustache. Yeah, and I'm going to play a cut for you. It's going to be from an interview, a movie.
This is already a train wreck.
TV show, song. You'll tell me whether the person talking or singing has a mustache or does not have a mustache, and you can get a bonus point if you correctly identify the person. Dan Bickley is the defending champion, and Dan, we're going to start something differently this year.
All
this
right.
week.
This week?
You can decide whether you want to go first or second because you are the defending champion.
It's like the bonus round of Weakest Link.
I like this policy. I'll go first.
You will go first?
Yeah.
And you will get this musical clue to start off.
If you like pina coladas and getting caught in the rain, if you're not into yoga, if you have half a brain,
if you like drinking love at midnight.
this is a guy named Rupert Holmes.
There you go.
I know it's Rupert. That.
Okay.
And
that's right.
I think there's a bird, a beard, and a mustache.
That is
Maybe
correct.
Even a bird.
Damn.
Maybe there's a bird in the beard.
The pina coladas and
yeah, with the pina colada.
That's very good.
Rupert
very,
Holmes.
Very good.
Holmes getting some love. Nicely done, Bick.
Thank you.
Wow. I would never, ever, ever have known that.
Really?
Especially, I Googled to see
such
what
a kitschy song.
I know the song, of course, but I Googled to see what the guy looks like.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. You take a few pina coladas to be attracted to that guy. All right. Vinny.
You know the story behind that song.
Yes.
He's looking for somebody to cheat on his significant
right.
other. And it's
right.
a significant other.
Yeah, only
and it rekindles
the...
their whole love
yeah,
affair.
It's really...
what a story.
It's really a juxtaposition of a catchy little ditty yeah. and a really horrific message.
The other message of it is there's only one person in the world for each one of those people, apparently.
Apparently.
Okay.
All right, here we go, Vinny.
That's you, Rupert.
Let's go. Party rock is in the house tonight. Everybody just have a good time, and we gon' make you lose your mind. Everybody just have a good time.
Ooh, I believe that is LMFAO.
Yes.
Very good.
Mustache.
Yes.
All right.
Woo! You guys.
Yeah, I ain't winning today.
I don't know. That
I ain't winning today.
You're on a good start, Pulpy. All right, Dan.
That Veronica Vaughn is one piece of I know from experience, dude. If you know what I mean.
No, you don't.
Well, not me personally, but a guy I know. Him and her got it on. Woo-wee!
No, they didn't.
No, they didn't. But you can imagine what it'd be like if they did, right? Huh?
Wow. I have no idea. I'm just going to guess Chris Farley, not a mustache.
Yes! You got it. That was...
He had killer sideburns in
he
that
did.
Scene.
He had big mutton chops, kind of like myself, but he did not have a mustache, and you got it. All right. Vinny.
Yes.
Could I trouble you for a glass of warm milk? It helps put me asleep.
You could trouble me for a warm glass of shut the hell up. Now you will go to sleep, or I will put you to sleep. Check out the name tag. You're in my world now, Grandma.
That is Ben Stiller, and definitely in that scene, a mustache.
Yes, you are correct. This is a very strong game so far.
Four to four.
4-4. All right. Dan.
Mm-hmm. That would be Todd Rundgren, not a mustache.
Yes, that would be correct.
Wow.
Do you know that one, Vinny?
I was thinking Todd Rundgren, but I was not 100% sure. And I would have been completely guessing on mustache, not a mustache.
This is why you get, when you win, you get to choose first or second. And
Bitcoin surges ahead, 6-4. Will Marana answer? Let's find out.
All right, Vinny.
Mr. Christian, oh, the time has come. And you know that you're the only one to say.
That is band okay?
Band is fine.
Night Ranger, not a mustache.
You got it.
Wow.
Jack Blades, is that the singer?
I don't know who the singer is. I didn't think there was even a possibility that you could possibly.
That was good, Vinny.
All right, Dan?
6-6.
Because of me, I'm different. I just have a different constitution. I have a different brain. I have a different heart. I have a different, you know, I get tiger blood, man. I'm too smart. The run I was on made Sinatra, Flynn, Jagger, Richards, all of them just look like, you know, droopy-eyed, armless children.
Wow. That would be Charlie Sheen, not a mustache.
That is correct.
And with those 2 points, you know what that means, Bick? You're winning.
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 Winning. All right.
He's been quiet lately, huh?
Yeah. All right, Vince?
Yes.
Colonel Kurtz, these are all his children, man, as far as you can see. Hell, man, out here, we're all his children. You don't talk to the colonel. Well, you listen to him. The man's enlarged my mind.
This is definitely a guess.
Okay.
Dennis Hopper, mustache.
You got it.
Wow.
You got it.
Wow. This might be the best game we've ever
had. I thought maybe you'd fall into the trap because Martin Sheen is also in that movie.
Oh,
but
Apocalypse
it was not, but
Now,
you,
huh?
Yep, Apocalypse Now. Yep, you got it. Okay. This is for the first one to get to 10. Let's go with this one right here.
This is the end, beautiful friend. This is the end.
That is Jim Morrison, and at that point there was no mustache.
You got it. You got it. First one to 10. All right.
Bick, you've never played the game better.
I know. This might be our best game.
All right. To tie it and go to a bonus tiebreaker question, Vinny.
That's the Aussie. I cannot hit curveball. Straight ball, I hit it very much. Curveball, that's our friend. Astro Boudica. Take fear from that. I offer him cigar. Wrong. He will come.
That is Dennis Haysbert as Pedro Serrano and a mustache.
That is correct and correct.
All right.
All right.
Cooking with oil today.
All right. Going for the tiebreaker question now. I will ask you both. Vince will message me his answer, and then you will give me yours. In what year did Burt Reynolds get divorced from Lonnie Anderson?
Ooh.
Okay.
Right. My guess is
Your guess is in?
Yes.
Okay. I am going to guess 1991.
Okay, you guessed 1990. Get divorced from Lonnie Anderson. That was a question.
Mm-hmm.
You said 1991.
I did.
Vince said 1985.
I think Bick won again.
I believe the first time in the history of mustache, not a mustache, back to back, Dan Bickley, because it is 1994 that they got divorced.
Good game, Vinny.
Wow. I have met my match.
Someone has been eating their vitamins, training hard, and saying their prayers and coming in, and they brought it on. Mustache.
No, not a mustache.
Well done. Mustache.